Yeah, that is beautiful and amazing and fabulous. We are so blessed with Shenanigans. So one of the things I meant to mention is that, yes, we are having our pajama party at right after service at 11:30, not at 9:30 because that's over, at 11:30, the Prosperity Plus class. Anybody can come. It's we're going to watch a couple DVDs from Prosperity Plus 1, which I have not done here. I've only done Prosperity Plus 2. So if you want to join us, there will be popcorn, just FYI, which is one of my favorite things. So there was a third grade class, and the teacher looked at one of the students and said, how do you spell copper? And he said, K-O-P-P-E-R. And she said, no, that's wrong. And he said, no, excuse me, you did ask, how do I spell copper? Right? Sometimes we have to correct people because we're all coming from our own point of view. And I was thinking, I left my book in the car, but it's like the book of the month is It's Up to You. And I have to remember that all the time because it's up to each one of us how long we're holding on to stuff or how we're doing stuff. We come to this teaching and yay, we get to learn that we are responsible for our own lives and where we're going. And sometimes we may create some stuff that, why would I create this, right? Yet in this philosophy, we know that our thoughts are things and that each one of our thoughts are creating something. So in this teaching, we do what we call treatment, spiritual mind treatment, which is basically positive prayer. So in those positive prayers, it's like our words are going out to the universe. I call it the universal boomerang, and then it comes back to us. Well, every word that we speak is like a prayer. It's going out there into the universe. And there are some words that I'm using and saying that, you know what, I don't want to manifest that. So we want to make each treatment complete, and that is what the topic is treating until a demonstration happens. And part of that means keeping ourselves clean. And today was one of those days, because sometimes you get an attitude, and some of you have seen my spiritual cleansing. This is my spiritual hula hoop. And those are for days when I have to pretend that there is something up here just cleaning and sifting through all of the things that I'm holding on to in my mind, that I'm carrying on my shoulders, and then just let go of that muck. Because sometimes we have a situation that happens and we just want to hold on to it because we want to whine and complain about it or become a martyr. I remember after I got divorced or was getting ready to, no, it wasn't until it was, because I wasn't strong enough to just go get a divorce. I was living in a relationship that wasn't working for me. It was so not working for me. So instead of doing anything about it, I whined and complained about it a lot. I became a martyr, a victim of circumstance. I was such a Pollyanna. It's like, I'm going to do everything I can to make things work, which meant giving up a lot of myself and doing everything that I thought he wanted. And it wasn't his fault. Wonderful, amazing person. It was my perception. So perception is reality, and my perception was there. So I went to get some spiritual mind treatment, and I went to a beautiful, amazing practitioner, and she listened to me. And she had listened to me because I'd been in a class with her for about 10 weeks. I was in a foundations class. And learning the philosophy, hearing it, not really taking it all in. And I was talking about all these things I was having to put up with. Oh, the woe that I live. Oh, this whole life. And she looked at me and she said, you know, sometimes you got to stand up and you got to be the bitch that left. You know what? Sometimes, because in my mind, I need to help and fix and be and do. Yet sometimes we've got to stand up and just, in my mind, that would be the worst thing that I could do. And so she gave me the strength to look at myself from a different viewpoint. Sometimes you've just got to be strong enough. And even though it may seem like you're doing a horrible thing, you have to do what you have to do for you. So I became the bitch that left him because I loved his family so much. And it's like, oh, if I'm leaving, then that means I'm leaving his family too. And that was not something I wanted to do. But I had wonderful relationships, and we continued on. In fact, when my kids were in high school, I moved across the street from my ex-husband. So the good work that I was doing wasn't messed up when my oldest son decided he wanted to live with his dad, so which I knew would happen eventually. But looking at ourselves from a different viewpoint it is so important. It's like, if I wasn't doing this, if this is causing me so much grief and so much pain, what can I do? And how can I see myself in another light? And have the fear and do it anyway, because I had a lot of fear within me. So cleansing my mind, and it's like, let me just clear any thoughts that I have about things that have gone wrong or something that didn't work out right, because our pain is in direct proportion to our expectations. And if I have an expectation of something's going to happen and this person's going to be there and this is going to happen and then the people don't show up, it's like, okay, now I need to have an attitude adjustment. Best day ever, yay. So what is mine to do in this situation, and how can I go forward and set myself up for success? So Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind: always come to a complete conclusion when giving a treatment. Always feel that it is done complete and perfect, giving thanks for the answer as if it were already objectified. Each treatment should be repeated daily until a healing takes place. If it takes 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, or 5 years, the treatment must be kept up until a healing is accomplished. So if I have this circumstance going on, let me keep treating and knowing that the answer is flowing in as and through me. And for me, after I do my cleansing, then this becomes a vortex. And it's like everything that I'm wanting is right here in my vortex. And let me see it clearly. And then let me step into the vortex and feel it with every part of my being as though it's already done, it's already accomplished. Let me continue to breathe in the fullness of life and to be open for the answers that Spirit is giving me. So making sure that we're tuning in to that inner knower that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows our right and perfect steps. Sometimes we just have to get ourselves out of the way, or as Emerson would say, get your bloated nothingness out of the way. Because we come up with these little ideas instead of seeing things from a bigger vision. I love the story of Thomas Edison when he was little, that he was kicked out of school because he couldn't learn. He just couldn't learn the way they were teaching. So his mother took him by the hand, and they climbed to the top of a windmill, and up there they did their studies. And maybe because he saw things from a different vantage point, he went on to change all of our lives. Over 1,200 patents with the U.S. Patent Office. So seeing things from a different vantage point, I think it's so important, because sometimes we're still staying in the muck, and when we're in the muck, it's really hard to see ourselves from a different vantage point. So it's like, step away, step away from the muck, and let me see myself. If I was seeing myself as my best friend and looking at the circumstances here, what would I say to myself? I'd say, you can do it. Get out of your own way. Love yourself to the next level. Keep treating, keep knowing. Keep those positive affirmations, those positive thoughts flowing. Because we're not just treating in the times that we're, oh, I'm treating right now. Okay, now I'm not. And life just blah, you know? We are treating all the time. We're treating our mind, and we're creating those amazing grooves in our mind that are wiring together. You know, those thoughts that we keep doing over and over and over, they begin to wire together. And those little beautiful thoughts that wire together fire together. So it's like, all right, one thought leads to the next thought, to the next thought, to the next thought. So it takes everything in us to see ourselves from a different vantage point and to rewire our minds. Change your thinking, change your life. Our whole synopsis here. It's like it just comes down to that. So simple, yet not so easy, because we have to deal with all of the thoughts that we keep putting into ourselves. So it's like, all right, let me change this thought. Let me be mindful 24/7 of what's going on in my mind. A spiritual mind treatment is a seed planted in the soil of creative mind. The practitioner's responsibility is only to plant the seed with the greatest amount of conviction he or she can have about the creative mind soil will produce the results. It is not necessary that the practitioner feel anything more than the gardener would feel in planting a seed. So all of us are basically practitioners. We're practicers of the science of mind. So as practicers of the science of mind, it's like getting very clear about what it is that we're wanting and planting those seeds, so that we'll have that beautiful harvest. And this is that time of the year, because I'm from Nebraska, and we used to go back I'd take my kids. Every summer we'd go back at least three times and help my dad bale hay. And then he'd be planting new crops. And all the harvest is coming in. And being very mindful that sometimes it's all these amber waves of grain in a corn stalk. So the seed wasn't as pure as it could be. And that happens with our lives sometimes. The seed isn't as pure as it could be. So the more we keep seeing ourselves in a higher light, and this is the greatest gift that we can give each other, is seeing ourselves in a higher light. Because we're all connected. And in this cosmic soup, each one of us adds a different flavor. And so we want that flavor to be one that's uplifting, that's loving, that's creating a world that works for everyone. In Ernest Holmes' book, It's Up to You, he says this: most of us are running hither, and you're searching for reality outside of ourselves, when all the while the conscious realization of this inner divinity is the unveiling of the Christ consciousness within. It is the indwelling as well as the overdwelling, and the Christ is forever unfolded within each human personality. It's like we get so busy doing, and looking out here when it's all right in here. Reminds me of a great movie that I saw back in the, a long time ago, probably the 80s or 90s. It was called Listen to Me, and it was about a debate team, this high school, or this college debate team. And the freshman debate team was getting ready. They had won and won and won, and it came down to this girl and guy that are basically the stars on this little freshman debate team, and they're going to go against the big seniors at this Harvard amazing university, and they're freaking out. And so the boy gets up and he does his little spiel, and then it comes down to the girl. And she's going to be the last one to give her debate against the Harvard seniors. And she's looking all through the card index, and looking all over the papers. And the young man that's working with her grabs her hand and says, "Stop. It's not in here. It's in here." We win with our hearts. We win with our emotions. We win with the vision of seeing ourselves in a higher light. We win with that passion and that compassion that's within each one of us. So she got up and she came from the heart, and their team won. It's when we start to tune in to that inner knower, and we may not even know what that is. It's like, all right, inner knower, guide and direct me. And that's where we quiet the little monkey mind chatter that's going on inside. It's like, all right, let me just breathe in the fullness of life and know that something is guiding and directing me. And I may not even know what that is, but I know that I have a passion or a vision for whatever it is here. And then I just ask the question, Spirit, guide me. Now for me, I like to do the stream of consciousness writing, where you just write and write and write, don't dot the I's or cross the T's, but it's like, what is mine to do? Asking myself the question, and then allowing whatever comes up to just write itself out on paper. Because somewhere inside of us, we have the answer. It's there. And whether it's, how did I create this? What is my next step? What is mine to do? Take some time within yourself. One of the other things that is going to be the charge for this week is to really see how you're seeing yourself and look at what are the things that you say over and over. And I know a couple weeks ago I talked about getting your own theme song. I think that's like the best idea ever. Because music will take us to a level that nothing else can. So find a theme song and something that uplifts you. So whenever you hear it, it's like, yeah, that's my theme song. Mine's like Venus. She's got it. Well, baby, she's got it. Whatever your theme song is, you know. It's like, find a theme song that works for you, something that will take you to another space. Mary Morrissey, who created the Prosperity Plus, she does the Dream Builder Live and the Prosperity Plus, which we just did 10 weeks of that class. We're going to watch some of the videos today afterwards with popcorn. But she talks about five things that you can do. The first one is dream big and take action. Now, in this teaching, we would talk about treat and move your feet. So dream big. Find what it is that you're wanting. Put that in your vortex. Do spiritual mind treatment, which is basically saying, God is everywhere. I know that God is within me because it's everywhere. It's that energy, that force that flows through everything. So it's in me too. I know that everything that I'm desiring is possible. I give thanks that it's already here. I'm just waiting for the unveiling of it. And then I release it to the universal action of the law, that universal boomerang. So it's getting that big dream treat and then sit with it. And it's like, what is mine to do? I did my treatment. What is the action that I am to take? And Spirit will guide and direct. And if it doesn't happen right away, it's like, it's coming. The answer is coming. It's just got to get through some of the stuff, some of the blocks that we have on it. Make friends with everyone. Because I was listening to something, and it was talking about how afraid we are of each other. And it's like, I've noticed that people really don't look at each other very much out there in the world. Especially nowadays, everybody's looking at their phone and they're just walking about their business, you know? So it's like looking at people in the eyes and making friends with everyone, because everyone's your friend. It's like if we could get that on an individual level, then on a universal level, wouldn't that be great if we were friends with every nation? And it starts with us. So taking the responsibility of the nation and the world, I'm just putting that on you today, but it does start with us. It's like, let me make friends and peace with everyone, which then live from a place of love. It's like, can I send love to each and every person that I meet? Regardless of if I believe how they believe, let me send love there. The fourth one is forgive daily. Yay! Forgiveness! It's more than saying sorry. Forgiveness is going forth and giving up, holding on to anything that blocks you. And that doesn't mean we condone anybody's behavior. That doesn't mean we have to go to lunch with them. That does mean that we don't want to keep carrying anything that we're holding on to against anyone else. Let people cross the streets of your mind without creating a block. It's like, let me put that down because it's not good for me and it has nothing to do with them. It only has to do with me. Forgive daily. And not only forgive other people, but forgive ourselves, because sometimes I've done stuff that, wow, let me tell you. And I think that's why we put up so many blocks and do not allow ourselves as much good, because we know the good, the bad, the ugly of everything that we've done, and we hold it against ourselves. So it's like today's a good day to start putting that down and think of the ocean waves just getting rid of all of that. That's a different way to do instead of the hula hoop. You can have the ocean waves just take all of that gook and let go of anything that we're holding against anyone else. And then the fifth step is do what you love. So it's like, what would I love to do today? I would love to have popcorn and watch Prosperity Plus. That would be awesome for me. Popcorn's like my favorite. So it's like finding things that you would love. I love having deep, meaningful conversations. What would you love? And then just even in this moment, and then what would you love for the day? And what would you love for your life? What would I love? So asking those questions. Dream big, take action, make friends. Live from a place of love, forgive daily, and do what you love. Simple, easy steps, right? And then remember, too, that every word, every thought is going out there, universal boomerang. It's like we're putting it out there. So the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you and me. It knows that we're all connected. Somewhere in there, it knows. And so knowing that we're all connected, I would want to have good thoughts about everyone, because that's going to, part of the universal boomerang, it's all going to come back to me. And we're creating our own reality. We're creating the actors and the directors and the writers in our world. So we're creating all of that. So living from a space of love is so important. When you have decided to change a condition through spiritual mind treatment, don't give up on your first, third, or even 100th treatment. Trust that your spiritual work is directing the universal law and that there is an endpoint which will demonstrate your harvest. Never desert principle, not even on a special occasion. We don't want to desert principle because the principles are always in action, that our words are always out there. It's like ripples in the universe and it's coming back to us. If I plant a seed, it's going to grow given the right space and the right element. It's the same thing with anything within our minds. If we plant a seed in our mind, it's going to grow given the right atmosphere. We want to make sure we give it some water, some love, some sunshine, and then it's going to grow. So keeping that knowingness that every treatment that I give is happening. It's already producing and it's beginning to bud. We don't want to give up on it just in the midst of, you know, it's about ready to just break through, and then we give up on it. So keep those dreams alive. Keep it right in front of you. always come to a complete conclusion. It is sometimes thought that giving and receiving a treatment, one must experience some physical sensation. There is no peculiar sensation which accompanies a treatment. Neither is it necessary that the practitioner should feel anything other than the truth of the words that he or she speaks. So knowing that our truth is in all the words that we speak, and remembering that we're stepping into that vortex, we're seeing ourselves from a higher vantage point. So I want you to be thinking about that this week. What is my theme song, and what words am I putting out there to the universe that are coming back to me? Because I've had so much evidence of words that went out there and then they just came back to me. And what is my mantra day in, day out? Because we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. So we want our dominant thoughts about ourselves to be loving, beautiful, and amazing. And it might be something new for some of us, that it's like, okay, I wasn't having good thoughts about myself, but now I see that that's incredibly important. So we're going to take those beautiful thoughts about ourselves, seeing ourselves in the vortex, in the light of life, knowing that every thought about ourselves is creating something, that every thought about other people is creating something for us, that every thought about the universe is creating something. So we want those thoughts to be beautiful. So let's go ahead and go inside our heart of hearts as we just breathe in the fullness of life. Letting go of all appearances to lack, to limitation. Knowing that there is health, there is healing, there is love, there is prosperity. There is our dream unfolding right here in this moment. That all we need to do is just go within. Knowing that that which is beating our heart is flowing in as and through us. That one universal power, that intelligence of the universe that aligns the stars, that keeps the oceans flowing, that is flowing right through every single cell in our bodies. That we are one with that dynamic power. As I speak my word and claim that each one of us have that universal sifting of our mind, our hearts, our souls, our bodies, that we release anything that does not serve us in this moment, we just let it go. That it is up to us to create our own life, to see ourselves from a higher vantage point, to know that we are worthy of the goodness, the godness, the love, the divinity, the perfection of life. And as we see ourselves from a higher vantage point, we see each other in a whole new light, a whole new love. That we just raise up to that, knowing that life is good and life is very good, as we step into that space of gratitude, knowing that we are grateful that it is already unfolding. Our greatest dreams are unfolding. The universe is calling, and we're listening to that still small voice inside, saying yes, yes, yes to the goodness, with gratitude, with love, with peace, as I just release this into the universal boomerang, into the universal law, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is.